I want you all to take a moment now and think about a few things. Think about who won the Super Bowl 5 years ago. Who was the president 15 years ago? What did you do this day a year ago? I want you to try and remember. Now, think about who your most favorite teacher was in high school. Who was your most favorite teacher in middle school, in elementary school? How about your most favorite teacher of all time? I bet remembering your favorite teacher was a lot easier than remembering sporting events, dates, or even presidents. This should remind us how important teachers are and that they touch our lives in big ways. We may not remember certain people for very long, but we'll never forget our teachers. So at this time, I'd like for all the teachers who have volunteered in the religious education program over the past year to please come forward and stand in front of the pulpit. It's okay if you taught briefly or taught all year long. Each teacher makes a difference, so come on down. Today, we honor our teachers of the congregation with time because they need some and because they give so much of it to our children and youth. So Branson here is going to come and give you each a piece of time. We also give them sage because that's what they are. And Sophia will come give you a piece of sage. And then we give them a budding flower because they contribute to our children's blooming, and we thank you so much. So Ariana here is going to come give you a flower. I'd also like to recognize our hardworking RE committee, which includes Muriel Rediford, Diane Happy, Catherine Bonner, Chris Bonner, Jeremy Sensenig, Nancy Thomas, and Klaus. And I can't say his last name, so I'm not going to try. Thank you for all that you do. Does everyone have a flower time in Sage? All right, we can all sit down now. Thank you. After giving our teachers gifts, I thought it would be appropriate to talk about the gifts that our children from our liberal religious education program receive. So the first gift that a child receives from liberal religious education is commitment. We are building committed, dedicated Unitarian Universalists, UUs who are beacons of change and tolerance in their schools and communities today and are growing into leaders who will change our future. I have had many conversations with children that fill me with joy. The courage and assurance that our children have about what's right and what's wrong will always cease to amaze me. The second gift is self-confidence. Our goal is for our children to leave our RE program with the confidence that comes from being raised in a community of supportive, loving adults who emphasize how much we value them and their opinions. Our children and youth are encouraged and supported throughout their journey. We give them the space to be themselves, and we foster leadership in class and in the church. You need only look at some of the children who were raised in this church to see that Unitarian Universalist Church of Sarasota has contributed greatly to their confidence, intelligence, and sense of self. The third gift is connection. Connection to oneself, the community, and the universe. In our RE curriculum, in our religious movement, we greatly emphasize connections to all beings. Our children learn about people from all over the world and how we're all part of nature. For example, this summer, we will work on our garden in the children's playground and learn about how to take care of nature that we are a part of, as well as learning to preserve and get our nutrients from the earth. These gifts, these blessings, are bestowed upon us now because of the work of many people of the past. people that wanted Sunday school to be more than just Bible lessons. There was one woman in particular who pioneered this movement and is often referred to as the mother of liberal religious education. Sophia Leone Fuss led a revolution in religious education beginning with her development of the Beacon Series in 1937. She created a tradition of liberal religious education, a tradition grounded in the philosophy that children learn through questioning, that they should be exposed to many different sources of religious thought, including science and reason, and that they should be encouraged to develop their own idea of what God is or isn't, instead of being told what God is. Because of this thinking, we can now raise our children in a way that encompasses all of that. They become thinkers of their own, people of justice, people of respect for others, and respect for our planet. If any of this is sinking in for you, think about volunteering in our religious education program. If you taught this year and enjoyed it, which I am sure you did, think about teaching again. If you don't think your gift is teaching, there are many other tasks that need doing in the RE program. And we can find a place where your gift will be best utilized. There will be sign-up sheets on a table out front of the West Wing after the service if you are interested in teaching next year or volunteering in any way you see best. Religious education is more than what happens over there in the West Wing. Everything we do here at our church is religious education, and all that we teach is Unitarian Universalism. What a gift and a blessing to be able to share this journey with each other and these beautiful children. Thank you, children, for your spirit, for your warmth, your laughter, your honesty, your friendship, and your love. Let us all be filled with gratitude for our children, our teachers, and each other as we continue the work of Unitarian Universalism, the work that feeds our souls and the work that fills our world with love and peace.